never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And it is the computer corner. I'm hitting a button over here and it's not working, so apparently my...
Doesn't like you.
The keys have been reassigned on our little 360 machine here. Let me see. No.
That would be...
That one worked. How about this? Anyone out there would like to be crowned the Bonehead of the Day, just call in and let us know that you'd like to be number 48 of the day.
Bonehead of the Day!
And we'll... So that button still works.
Perfect.
All right, before we go to remote assistance, before we go to answering phone calls, before we go to pretty much anything else, we need to go to Adam, our wunderkind 15-year-old out in Glendale that reports from the streets, from the mean streets of Glendale. It's Adam.
Real mean streets.
The iPod
with
spokesman.
The new spokesman for iPod.
The iPod story of the week.
The iPod instant story.
What is it this week, Adam?
Yeah, what's your I story this time, Adam?
Well, it's actually more of an update to last week's story about the rumors of the iPod Mini, the new iPod Mini model coming out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Apple did release a new model of the iPod Mini recently, the 6-gig version.
What did it used to be? It
used to be 4.
So
but
you get
they still have the 4s out. They're cheaper now, though. The 4-gig model is $200 right now, and the 6-gig is $250.
I see. So they give you a little more space for the same money.
Right.
But? You reported on this very show last week that the new version had what?
A color screen. A lot of sources on the internet thought that Apple was going to release the new iPod Mini with a color screen.
Being a reporter is a hard job, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, I guess, but no color screen this time.
Well, just remember this. As you go through school, you have to remember this. It's very, very important. When you steal information from one website, that's plagiarism. When you steal from multiple websites, that's research.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah, a lot of different sources thought there was going to be a color screen on the iPod Mini.
And so it does not. Okay.
No.
All right, what else is going on in the world of tech?
Well, Microsoft is continuing their world domination plan. The new or recent Windows XP Service Pack 2.
Yes.
Well, Microsoft's going to start feeding that through the automatic update system to all customers, whether they want it or not.
Well, and there's more to that, too, right?
Well, a while ago they were going to do that, but there's... For companies, there's this tool that would stop that would kind of stop the update from coming through for a certain amount of time.
Right.
Like but the grace period on that tool is starting to run out.
Expired. Right. Basically, Microsoft is moving in a direction to try to further track down pirates, people that are using illegal versions of Windows. And this is just another step getting closer to the point where they can identify those that are not legally running a copy of Windows.
Yeah.
So all you pirates out there, beware.
Yep.
Uncle Bill's coming to get you. Arr!
Yeah, what's your favorite letter there?
Buy my software, mateys. Tie that scurvy dog to the yard.
That's a good impression of Bill Gates there. Arr. You should take that on the road.
All right, you got... now, what about this FBI thing that's going on? Is that for real?
Well, there is a unsolicited email from the FBI that's... supposedly from the FBI, uh-huh. but really isn't, because it's just, what's the word for it?
It's a wime.
A worm, yeah.
It's a hoax.
A hoax, there you go.
Yeah, it's a mail designed as a correspondent. So we talked about social engineering in this show a lot, where people get fooled into doing things that they normally wouldn't do, because the email is crafted in such a way that it causes them to act without thinking. And
right.
So this one is disguised as a correspondence warning people that their internet use has been monitored by the FBI's Internet Fraud Complaint Center.
Ooh.
And not just that they haven't just been monitoring it, that they have that the user that got the email has been accused of accessing an illegal website. And then the email further directs them to open the virus-laden attachment.
Of course.
To answer a few questions about their illegal access.
Right.
So hopefully, folks, I'm not aware of any kind of ongoing overt tracking of your use, your internet use by the FBI. I think they have, I'm sorry, you're not that exciting, most of you out there listening. Your life is not that interesting to the FBI, so don't, Just
yeah. And according to MSNBC News here, FBI, any email accounts with that end in FBI.gov have been shut down because of security breach there. So it looks like anything right now that comes from an email address at FBI.gov is just a hoax. It's phony.
Yeah, well, just, you know, again, if you're getting something claiming to be from the FBI and you really think you are that special, or maybe you have a Ruski accent, I guess, I mean, it's not even about being Russian anymore. There's really even no, you know, whatever it is. Don't open up the attachment. Don't reply to the email. Call your local FBI office and go, I'm going to turn myself in. At least save your computer. You know, don't let that happen.
Just delete it.
All right, anything else? We'd wrap this up?
Yep, that's about it.
That's it. All right, there's our man Adam out in Glendale. Thank you.
From the mean streets of Glendale.
Thank you, sir.
Or is it Peoria?
Glendale.
You go to school in Peoria.
Peoria District, but it's actually in Glendale.
Glendale.
And the Glendale District's in Peoria.
How confusing.
Well, you know, it's that whole West Side thing.
Oh, yeah.
Gun racks, belt buckles.
Yeah, and whatever.
All right, Adam. Thanks, buddy.
All right, I'll bring some Apple News next week.
We're looking forward to it.
Hey, by the way, Adam.
Yeah.
We're going through the planning stages right now with the Arizona STREP program and the Phoenix Zoo and Intel and all these folks that are participating in our annual Computer Recycle Day around Earth Day in April. So.
Yeah.
As that information comes available, obviously you ought to join us out there at the zoo.
I will try to do that.
Zoo.
Nice.
Join us at the zoo.
Zoo.
Wow, that was. I'm gonna have to go get some therapy or something.
Yeah.
Need some hypnotism.
Did you drink your coffee this morning?
Apparently not enough.
No, really.
Join us from the broadcast position out at the zoo so that you can help us. Last year we filled a freight container full of donations there. So.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Okay, buddy.
All right.
Thanks. Take care. We'll talk to you later. And by the way, more information about the FBI email virus and more specific information you can get through our newsletter. Or if you go to our newsletter sign-up area, you can see the archives. So if you don't want to actually sign up for our newsletter, but you want to see what we're sending out, just go on and click over there and see what's going on.
It's right up there.
All right. So, remote assistance. If you have Windows XP and the person that's calling you for help or the person you're calling for help has Windows XP, there's actually a tool called Remote Assistance built in to the into Windows XP so that you can actually send an email request to a friend to help you, and they can click on this little attachment, and suddenly they open up a screen that lets them see what you're seeing on your screen right over the internet.
Pretty cool.
It's free. It's built in. The links on how to do that and how to access it and how to set it up are all... on the resource section of our webpage today, so datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section. It's a cool thing. If you've got Windows XP, you got a friend that's got Windows XP, even if you don't think that you need it right now, play around with this thing. You know, go with a friend or maybe a family member or whatever it is, and play around before you actually need it.
Yeah.
Just play with it and see what's going on. It's great because somebody says, hey, I need help on trying to figure out how to do this, that, and the other. Have them send you an invitation. You click on it. Boom. Within minutes, you're looking at the same screen they're looking at. And I can tell you, after having supported people invisibly for 17 years, it is tough trying to envision over the phone, especially from somebody that really doesn't know how to explain things very well.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Or the worst part is you're asking a question about something because you want to understand visually, and they're so anxious to tell you the problem, they don't want to tell you what you want them to tell you, and you spend all this time to get them to understand. No, you understand. You have to give me that little piece of information first so that I can understand how to help you. Well, you can eliminate all that with these remote assistance tools. So I highly recommend if you've got Windows XP and the people that you either help or ask for help have Windows XP, play around with this before the next time you have that situation so that you can maybe reduce the grief and increase the time that you can watch TV or surf the internet. Lewis!
Well, yeah, it is I.
Why am I hearing an echo here?
I don't know. I'm hearing an echo, too.
Do you have your radio on?
Nope.
Well, it must just be your, are you like on a Vonage system or a Vonage phone line or something?
No, I ditched my landline. I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, that's what it is.
I don't usually have problems.
It's that high quality. It's a quality you can afford phone service from a cell company. What's going on, buddy? I haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, I've been busy.
let me guess. You've been kite surfing.
You are so good, I can't stand it.
You know what? I was absolutely I woke up in a deep sweat one night, and it turned out I thought I was having this nightmare, and it turned out that you were on with Clark Howard.
I was.
And I heard your voice in the middle of the night, and I'm going, oh, I need to stop doing the radio show. I'm hearing voices now. Woke up in a cold sweat, and there's Lewis talking to Clark Howard. Okay. Whew.
But don't do that on a cell phone, not a national call show. You were placed through the nose.
Yeah, they'll get it. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, I have been having some problems with software, I think attributable to the Service Pack 2.
Okay.
And the customer service people for my photo editing software suggested that I uninstall their software and then uninstall Service Pack 2, then reinstall Service Pack 2, which originally got installed after the software.
Right, right.
Install their software on top of it.
And yes, after Service Pack 2 is in. From a purely technological standpoint, that has some merit. It also, from a tech support standpoint, gets you off the phone and gives you enough to do for a long time. That when you, by the time you do all that and call back, you'll probably have, you know, you'll be talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's a possibility. I'd say it's probably a fairly long shot that that's actually going to cure a problem. It's more likely that whatever's in Service Pack 2 that they don't like, you know, they're kind of button heads. But, you know, you got to do what they tell you to do or else they won't continue to help you.
A simpler approach might be to just uninstall the software and then reinstall it.
What are you using? What are you using the software for?
Photo Impact.
What is it for? What are you using it for specifically?
It's for editing photographs.
How hardcore editing or just simple editing?
Pretty hardcore.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, you know, Picasa, there's a version 2 of Picasa, which is a free download from Google.
Google, yeah.
That thing's incredible. Anybody out there that's got a digital camera and lots of photographs, I'm going to put you on hold here, okay? Hang on, Louis. If you've got lots of photographs, digital camera, and you want the absolute easiest way to manage these things, including how to back them up, go get Picasa, P-I-C-A-S-A. The second version's out. It's really, really, really awesome. The old version was pretty cool. New version's got even greater features. So, in fact, put that in our follow-up newsletter.
Sure.
Version 2 of Picasa's out. If you've got a digital camera, you got lots of pictures, go get it. All right, when we come back, we're going to take some more calls. We'll see if we can help Dave, AJ, anyone else. We do have a line open, 602-277-5827. That's very rare, so if you want to get in, call now. It's the computer corner. The data doctors are in. Right back after this.